This is an interview with Ms. Jean Sheehan for the Youngstown State University Oral History Project on Education in Youngstown by Jean Norco at 244 Curry Place, Elizabeth, Youngstown, Ohio, on May 11, 1981 at 2:30 p.m. Okay, Ms. Sheehan, can you tell me something about your background, where you were born? By your brothers and sisters, and your parents were when you were educated.
Mm-hmm.
You mean from the beginning?
Yes. A little biography.
Well, I was born in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. I had one sister, Kathleen, and we moved from Williamsport when I was about 6 years old, so I really didn't have any blood to take from there. Mm-hmm. My father was connected with a steel company in Youngstown, so he was transported to a time. We went to Newark, New Jersey,
and I graduated from, well, I went to the sixth grade in the parochial school in Newark. Then we went to Philadelphia, and I graduated from the fifth grade there to the parochial school outside of this. Then we went to Brooklyn, and I went to Erasmus Hall High School in Brooklyn, graduated. And I went to college at Hunter College in New York, graduated from there. In the meantime, after that, my father was transferred to the home office in Youngstown, and that's why we came Truscon Steel.
Anything else?
Well, then I graduated from Hunter, and when I came out here, I was hoping to start to teach school, but at that time, it was very hard to get an appointment, and I finally gave up and went back to New York and worked in a children's clinic down there, a health clinic in New York. Then I was appointed a teacher in Youngstown, so I came back here.
Why was it hard to get an appointment?
Well, during the Depression it was, and they had many applications, and you just had to wait till you were appointed.
Would it have been a high school that you would have taught here?
I wanted to teach in high school, but fortunately, I had been certified in both elementary and secondary. Mm-hmm. So then when I was, in the meantime, I had majored in Latin and Greek and English, and that again made it difficult because that was a very small field. I mean, even smaller now, but it was at that time small. Mm-hmm. And, so I had taken some courses, and I went back to Temple University in Philadelphia and Marywood College in Scranton, and even Youngstown, wasn't a state, but university. And I had taken courses in commercial work, shorthand typing and business training. So when I was appointed here, I had this background in Latin and in commercial, but my first teaching position was at Butler School, an elementary school. And I had what they called then a special class. Now they'd be slow learners. Mm-hmm. But I really wasn't very happy for about a month. I was very much depressed. But really, I got so attached to those children, and I loved them so much, and you felt that you were doing something real when you taught them. And I did that for several years before I was going to high school, and I loved it.
Did each school have a certain class for like slow learners?
Yes, Butler School, and then I went to Covington School. I had a class of slow learners there.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what your training was to become a teacher at Hunter College? Did you go originally to become a teacher?
I thought maybe you'd ask me why I became a teacher.
That was my next question.
I know, but I didn't know what to say because that was just what I was going to be. I never even thought about being anything else right from the very beginning. I don't know whether because I had several people in the family who were teachers, or but then there were secretaries and nurses in my family. But the teaching was what I wanted to be, wanted to do. But there was no background in my education for special work for retarded.
You mean your training at school?
But the whole pedagogy in Hunter, you know, was for teaching. Mm-hmm. And as I say, unfortunately, I was certified. I had practice teaching in both the elementary and the high school.
How many years did it take you to get through Hunter College? Was it a four-year course?
Yes.
Or mm-hmm. 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
When you first began teaching here in Youngstown, okay, then it was at, this was at Butler then, mm-hmm. the first one, okay. What kind of subjects did you teach the children?
The retarded?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that, well, of course, they had to be just fundamental, which are reading. Mm-hmm. We tried to teach reading and writing. Oh, we sang songs, we had different projects, and I really got to love it. They were so, they were lovable. Really.
How would you teach them? Do you remember what kind of techniques you would use to teach retarded children? For instance,
well,
like reading?
It would be the same techniques, only it would be a little slower, that's all. You would just have to be patient. Patience is what would be really necessary.
How many children did you have in class?
Oh, at the time, I would average about 15, 16. Mm-hmm.
What grade?
It went all the way from first to sixth grade.
You all in one class? Mm-hmm.
All in one class. Mm-hmm.
After Butler, where did you teach?
Well, I went to Covington and taught the same kind of class there. And of course, we'd all, sometimes we have someone, some discipline cases would take up most of your time, and then you have to be sure the others were busy.
Mm-hmm.
You had all sorts of problems that you don't have in other classes.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you got something across, you taught something, you really had a feeling of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so happy to learn to write their names or to do a problem or something.
That
they,
satisfying.
They were really...
Did you have support from the parents?
Oh, yes. We had quite a bit of contact with the parents.
In what way? Parent-teacher meetings?
Well, they had PTA meetings, of course, but in with my parents, with the parents of my children, they would come to visit to see how they were getting along. And then I would make visits too at that time. I have to go to see parents in their homes too.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. How often would you do that?
Oh, well, probably not more than two or three times a year.
Okay. For every child you
mm-hmm.
have to go?
Mm-hmm. That was true too at that time in the in the regular grades too. They had visitation days. They'd have about a week to go visit each home.
I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. Was this on school time, or did you go after?
No, it was after school.
Mm-hmm. So a 24-hour job
mm-hmm.
teaching, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Then after Covington, where did you go?
To Rain.
To Rain High
mm-hmm.
School?
Then I was there until I finished.
Really? Mm-hmm. What did you teach there?
Well, as I say, when I was appointed, I was appointed there for shorthand typing. But fortunately, oh, I wanted to go back and tell them the elementary school had a wonderful principal. Her name is Miss Mary Haddo. We have a Mary Haddo Elementary School here that's famous for Miss Haddo. But she was really the one that gave me the background in teaching. And she was way ahead of her time. She was just she was a wonderful teacher. She knew how to treat the children, to... she was so wonderful with the children, and she made the teachers that way too. There was a kind of a family feeling with her.
She was very sensitive.
She was wonderful. And then I was very fortunate because Covington, I had a Mr. Trinkle, and he was a little different, but a very good principal, an excellent principal.
How is he different?
Well, he doesn't, he wasn't so progressive, I guess is the word. No. He was more for discipline, for rigid discipline. But
how do you spell his last name?
Trainkle.
Did you have discipline problems when you were teaching?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We had discipline problems.
I imagine that would be different special circumstances
oh, yes.
for those children, but how would you discipline them? Do you recall?
Sometimes we'd call the parents. Sometimes just a matter of keeping them after school, you know,
mm-hmm.
talking to them and giving them a little extra work and
mm-hmm.
that, or keeping them in when they went to recess.
Okay. Back at Rain, then you taught the shorthand?
I started to teach shorthand typing, and the principal there was in Frank Tier, quite well known as the principal in Youngstown. And fortunately, he was interested in classics and in Latin. So when there was an opening in the Latin field, he had me teach Latin. So one time, Greek was out of the question, no teaching in Greek, but one time I taught Latin, English, and shorthand, and typing, which is an unusual combination. But I like it. They were my students.
What made you want to learn Greek?
I suppose I didn't really want to learn it. I think it was just the combination of Latin and Greek that was just, that's what you took at that time, Latin and Greek, and English.
Was there much interest in Latin at Lane High School for the students?
At that time, yes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
There were quite a few classes in Latin, and I think there were three Latin teachers.
How many students would be going to Lane when you first started? About how many students would you have in your class?
Oh, in my class, like each class, well, probably about, not more than 25, probably about 20.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall how many in the entire school there would be at Lane?
How many what?
Students.
In the whole school? Mm-hmm. Yes, there must have been about between 10 and 1,100. I remember that because the assembly had, we all had 1,066 seats.
As an historian, I can appreciate that.
And every seat was taken, so it must have been about 1,100 if you stand in the back.
What kind of assemblies did they have?
We had lectures, we had music sometimes, and old plays and classes. We always liked assemblies because they were usually held in the morning. And I say we, I mean both teachers and students, they were held in the morning. You know, they might run a little later than, maybe you remember that.
I remember. I could appreciate it.
They would cut into your morning classes. And the lunch hour always had to be at a certain time, so the morning classes had to be shortened. And in the afternoon, during the football season, we'd have the rallies in the afternoon, which meant that the afternoon classes would have to be cut short. Of course, that only lasted, was just in the fall, so that...
Mm. What kind of lectures would they have?
They have different speakers. Sometimes they have politicians. They might have the mayor come and come and talk. Or educators, local people.
Mm-hmm. And the plays, do you remember what kind of plays there were?
We had a very good dramatics department in the band. Miss Lucille Lee was the instructor. And I really can't remember what the plays were, but the names of the plays.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember they did very well. Of course, those plays weren't the ones they put on for assemblies. Those were night plays.
Oh,
and things.
Yeah, I see. Would it be like a senior class play, or
something like that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mostly senior. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was there a lot of interest in sports then at Rain?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, we had very good football teams and especially tennis and golf. Of course, that wasn't the field.
Right. Latin was your field. Let's get back to Latin.
Latin and commercial.
How would you teach Latin? Do you remember?
Oh,
if you were starting again and you had a class in front of you, you were going to teach me Latin, how would you teach it?
Well, in the beginning, Latin, it was a lot of drill, a lot of memorization. I just had to memorize vocabulary and declensions and just had to and cases. And then we'd have the translating English into Latin.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a book, textbook that you used?
No, I don't know for the beginning of Latin.
Mm-hmm. I guess you were able to call it that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Children. Now, going over into the commercial, of course, that was almost all drill. I was writing over and over and over and over again until you had it by rote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to see the decline of Latin.
Although I
understand it's coming back. Some schools have said that they were going to go together. They had no Latin class.
Oh, yeah?
Which is unusual, but I think they're starting.
I know, when I went to high school, there wasn't that much interest in Latin.
Yeah. Too bad, because there was a foundation for the language, and they just didn't realize that. But I think they'll come back.
You taught English also, I think.
Literature or grammar?
Both.
Yeah.
Do you remember what some of your students' favorite piece of literature would be that they would enjoy?
I remember one time I had a class of boys. I don't know why it happened that they were all boys. And we put on a play just in the room, not for the school, but for a play. We had reading from one of Shakespeare's plays. And one of the boys had to be a girl. I had a hard time finding one boy that was going to be a girl, but I finally found one that said it would be one. But we had a lot of fun. I can't remember what would be the favorite.
What was the play, the Shakespeare play? Do you recall the title? Did you have to get the answer?
I think it was Twelfth Night, and I'm not sure if you're picking that out of here.
What grades did you enjoy teaching the most?
I don't know, because they were going to be finished, and they tried real hard, I think. And I think mostly of my commercial group right now, because I finished in, there were two boys in the shorthand. Many boys took typing when I finished in shorthand. When they graduated, they were ready to go to work. And they were very much interested in, you know, doing the best they could. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of enthusiasm, mm-hmm. most of them.
Did any of the students work when they were going to school? Do you remember? Did they have jobs?
Oh, yeah. I had several girls. And I would get calls in school for girls to work part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go down to Beecher do it and work.
How about the young boys? Do they like steal more than they were?
Sure, the commercial in the office. And,
there or in another job, maybe as a labor.
No, especially part-time after school.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
I
had one boy who became a shorthand teacher. I was very proud of him. He went down to Florida and teaching shorthand.
Do you remember his name?
Parmini. They had twins. He and his brother were twins.
Really? Did you have both of them?
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see any of your students?
No. Mm-hmm. I see them all the time downtown. I'm always so interested in seeing whether they ever used their shorthand and typing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I know anybody who took Latin used Latin, even though they don't realize it, they use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the commercial students, I was very happy to know that. Used it.
You taught at the opening in school then too, right on the neck? Did you keep them at that range? Wasn't that after being used as a high school then?
I
don't recall the days when that was still being used.
No.
Was it a mixed class? And what I mean is that were there both black and white students?
No, I started not too many.
Not
too many.
Black?
Not too many blacks when I was a kid. We had a few, but not too many. But the first one I left, there were quite a few.
As to the ethnic composition, do you recall it would be in your classes, the students?
In the beginning, we had, I can't say the percentage, but we had very many Jewish in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We had very high standards.
Do they have religion at all in the school? Do they start with a prayer or classes?
We started in homeroom. We had homeroom in the beginning for about 20 minutes where announcements would be made and admit slips for people who have been absent.
Mm-hmm.
And I always read from the Bible. And I read from the Old Testament because I had very many Jewish students.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can't remember how long that was, but then they to continue that. I didn't have any work.
Did you ever have any complaints?
No.
Personally?
No.
What did you enjoy most about teaching?
I suppose the contact with the younger generation, the children, getting to know some of them well.
Mm-hmm. How about disadvantage? Did you ever think of any disadvantages of teaching?
I was quite sick about the way that the standards went down. I mean, especially in commercial work, we have certain standards that we have to meet. For instance, so many words in the book, something like that. They went out to the business world.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started this commercial work, it's about maybe 100 or 120 words a minute. And I left, we were down about 60 or 80 words. I guess because they weren't too much, the people weren't too much interested in it. I mean, they wanted to learn just enough to be able to go out and get a job in that. Now, of course, there were exceptions. I had many students who were much better than that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they made 60 to 80 words a minute, that would be a passing grade.
Mm-hmm.
And they were satisfied with that.
But do you have any idea why people's attitudes would have changed like that? They wouldn't want to.
I don't know, there'd be a whole philosophy of that, but I wanted to change. One thing was that they were accepted. And they went back out into a business world, and this man or woman would think that they were doing what they wanted to do. So as long as they could do that, they were interested in doing it again.
What were some of the businesses here in this town that would hire? Do you remember what the businesses were?
Well, of course, the steel companies at that time. Yeah. And many banks took the work, the secretary of work.
Mm-hmm.
And then attorneys who are private offices.
Did they ever come to the high school to interview students?
We had what we call a career day where they would come, not so much to interview them, but to talk about what would be expected of them in the future and the profession.
What would that be? A whole day?
A whole day. And we would have different local people from different professions, and they would be in a certain room, one person would be in a certain room, and any student that would be interested in that profession would go to hear what he had to say, what he or she was
saying. Was there encouragement for the students to go on to college when you were teaching, or?
It changed during the years, but at the beginning of the year. But they didn't have to be encouraged to do it, they just automatically went to college.
So Youngstown College there? Yeah.
Some of them. Many of them went way college.
Mm-hmm. I just wondered.
Lately, most of them went to Youngstown College.
Mm-hmm. It just seemed to me that they had this background in the business and the commercial work. They would be more apt to want to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Than they
have to. That's true.
That's true.
They did in my field, they did. I'm thinking of the whole of people.
Yeah, right.
In my field, they were more interested in getting
like during World War II, for instance,
mm-hmm.
did you used to talk about the events that were happening around the world? The children, the students were any concern as to how all the events would be affecting them?
I really didn't think so. I don't think where I would
Like, for instance, Hitler. Did they know who Hitler was?
Oh, yes. And then, of course, I had students who had brothers in the war. They would talk about that. But more just a personal conversation. Not so much in class.
That
was more of the history of the current events.
Did any of your students go to practice? When they were seniors, or do you recall?
I don't think so. I think it was mostly family. Mm-hmm. Because I remember the brothers.
Mm-hmm. What was the dress code like? Did it change throughout the year?
I remember one time when we had an assembly when I first started teaching. Standing in the back, and I remarked to one of the teachers, how nice the students looked when from the back and looking at me here with Shiloh. She was quite surprised. She said, well, you wouldn't expect anything else. That's the way it was. You didn't expect anything else. They were really just I said how well they behaved, but she said, we just wouldn't expect anything else.
Mm-hmm. But did it change afterwards?
It has changed. In the girls that I taught, I always said that we went out to work for stress very well, and be sure that you were well dressed. And I said, I don't think you should ever go out with your hair up and going. Not to work at any time, I think you should go out. Well, that was the seniors I was talking to.
The next day, one of the seniors came to me to return a book or something. So it obviously didn't cross very much.
But then the thing I remember that I was talking about, we were talking about manners and stuff. And I said, well, go out a door, go through a door, look behind you, see if somebody is coming in back of you. Don't slam it without looking. And so about a year or so later, I met one of the girls downtown, and she said, well, no, one of the things I remember from your class is always look behind me when I go through a door. Oh, I really don't know what that was.
Well, that could be boring. Manners are important.
Oh, I used to talk about chewing gum in the office, and then they'd come back and tell me, oh, he doesn't know about chew gum.
Is that a problem, chewing gum in class?
Oh, I never would allow chewing gum in class. I think there's nothing worse than standing up in front of a class and seeing people, 20 or 30 people chewing gum. And of course, it's typing. You know, they seem like it helps them type when they chew gum. But all I can stand up. Pet peeve.
What did you do when it's when you're chewing gum?
Oh, I told him, set it out. The look in my class is done.
How about the wages that you were paying? Do you remember how much they were when you first started?
I think when I started in, I think it was about $14.30.
That would be for the last Did you have any benefits, other benefits with that?
We had so-called sick leave. We were allowed, I think, about 15 days sick leave.
Mm-hmm. 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 Did you have a close association with the Board of Education? Did they work closely with the teachers? Were they supportive of the teachers?
The board itself? You mean, don't mean the superintendent, I mean the board.
The board, right, and the
superintendent also. I just knew who they were. No, I had no close association.
Mm-hmm.
I always respected them. We always had a support for education.
Mm-hmm.
But no close contact at all.
Mm-hmm.
The superintendent and I would meet several times, and he would come to the
school. Why would he come?
Just to visit.
Did he ever come to class?
Just
to come and see how you
met
each Did you have substitute teachers come?
Yes.
Or how about student teachers? Did they come to class?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What would you do with a student teacher?
I have some excellent student teachers. I think very good. I don't remember the length of time, but they would just sit in class for probably 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and they took over the class. I would sit there in the back of the room for about a week, and then I would leave them by themselves. Then I'd come back and forth in, but I always left them by myself for a while, because otherwise they would.
Mm-hmm.
Would be kind of enough initiative.
Mm-hmm. And it's different when you're on the teaching or somebody else is there.
And I always say I had a very good student teacher.
Really? Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. Where would the student teachers come from?
Yes, I was
in the
university. I think those were the only ones I had from the university.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the girls whom I had taught in the Rand.
Did you have a close rapport with the other teachers?
Very close. Well, of course, during school hours, we didn't see very much of each other, but in high school, we had what we call a free period where you get to work, and
We had a teacher's room where we talk about our problem. And then, of course, outside of school, there would always be a group that you would be in. So we were, and still meet after you retired. Did you work with any of the tour guides now at this museum? Did they ever teachers with you at RAND? Did you know them though before you worked at the museum?
I knew several through teachers' meetings. I knew them.
Going back to like homework, how much homework would you take home with you?
In shorthand and typewriting, there was reams and reams and reams of paper. Because in shorthand, you have to really correct things. Now, of course, I was very, very interested in spelling and correct spelling, because the secretary has to know how to spell. And sometimes the employer doesn't know how to spell. So she really has to be able to send out letters with correct spelling. And some of the girls were a little bit broke because I would take off a misspelled word. Well, because they didn't think, as long as they got the tone of the letter, they didn't care about the spelling. They soon learned to spell. And of course, they were allowed to use dictionaries, because they can, in an office, look it up in the dictionary and be able to use the dictionary. But when you correct papers like that, you have a lot of paperwork to do. One disadvantage of commercial teaching is the paperwork.
You were teaching well again, manual. Did you put as much into it?
Oh, yes. When you're typing, you have to go over for errors. You're supposed to go over for errors, but it seems to me to miss a few. the shorthand special. I would go over the shorthand for errors. I really didn't, as long as I got the transcripts and things, that was why I was interested.
Working with the men teachers, was there any difference in like their pay scales or the way men were treated? There was no kind of discrimination or anything like that?
Of course, in the athletics field, they were always paid more. They got more for the athletics. So, well, they put more time in, they said, in the field and more training.
Did you have to get involved in extracurricular activities?
Oh, yeah. I had some of they call them Y teams. They were connected with YWCA.
What did you do? What was in the project the Y teams did?
I can't remember what that was. We had meetings after school, and then we had meetings down at YW in the night sometimes. We had gifts or white elephant sale and what else we did.
Was there a lot of enthusiasm for kids to get involved in things like this?
Oh, yeah. For the students? Then we had a business club that we met after school. Then I got charge of the annual for several years. That was interesting. But I had a good staff.
Getting back to when you were teaching English, was there ever any book that was censored that parents would complain about?
No, not at that time. I didn't have that problem at all. That was later.
Because right now, you can read about it in the newspapers.
I talked to English teachers, I know, but after I got out of the English field, they had problems, but I never got it.
I think I asked this before about types of books that you would assign the students to English, Shakespeare, they'd have to read that.
Well, that was in class. Then we had book reports, of course, that they had to give. And they were allowed to go to the school library, and they could take any book from the school library.
When you were teaching, was there a union at all?
There was
a teacher's union.
There was an organization, just like there is now, called the YEA.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a union. It was what different it would be, but it was not affiliated with AFL-CIO. Mm-hmm.
Were there teacher strikes?
I think I remember two, but they lasted about 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Would this be in the 60s or 50s, do you recall? 5 o'clock sometime?
In the 60s, I
think. And why was the strike?
For the increase in pay.
Is it just
caused a lot of hard feeling, or even today's strikes, and people that didn't want us to go in, people that didn't want to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was too bad. It took a long time to get over.
Have you seen, and you've been answering this to a certain extent, have you seen any major changes in the educational process here in Youngstown? When you first started teaching, and then when did you retire teaching?
72.
Becoming a mother, 72.
Well, as I said, in my field, the standards were being lowered in time. There just wasn't much expected of the students. I don't know if that was the teacher's fault or the system's fault, or we just didn't expect it. Okay.
Do they ever have conventions where you can go?
Every year.
Really?
In Cleveland.
Really?
We enjoyed those too, because we'd go up the night before and then stay overnight.
So what put these conventions on? Who sponsored them? Was it the YEA? Or was it like a national?
Well, they call it the NEOTA. That's the Northeastern Ohio.
I see. Okay.
And we have it at the Cleveland, and we have the Cleveland Orchestra first, and then we'd have a main speaker. And in the afternoon, they would have different sessions for different fields.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel rooms and other places where you go for your business or your Latin.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually were very good. Sometimes you just didn't learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anything new, but it wasn't experience.
I guess just compare other teachers and get together to talk to them.
And some, there was a difference in the schools, too. Some teachers, some principal, would want to report on that convention when they came back.
Mm-hmm.
Other principals took for granted that you went and learned something.
Did you ever have to write a report?
No, I never did. I never had to write a report.
Do you remember what some of the other teachers were? Can you just recall some of the teachers that you worked with at Wayne? Some of their names were?
Their names?
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course. Sure. But
I was in the English teachers that you worked with.
When I first went to Wayne, they were what they called the old guard. There were many older teachers there. Older people you talk to now remember if they went to Wayne. Oh, yes, I remember Miss Seeger. And she was a Latin teacher, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Joshua, she was an English teacher. Miss Morrison, an English teacher. But then they were there very long, because they were really, they were about ready to retire when I was there, so they changed over. So, some of the English teachers, Mr. Wilson, who's now down at the Board of Education, Mr. Joseph Wilson, an English teacher.
Did they ever give you any advice when you first started teaching?
They what?
Did they ever give you any advice about teaching?
I had very good advice when I started teaching. As I said, they were all older teachers when I went there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very, very nice to me. But they went out of their way, really, to help. And when I'd have a study hall, then one of the older teachers would always come in and see that I'm getting along all right, so no problems.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it very much. Time.
A day in school, what time would it start? Do you remember? And how many classes?
8:30. Mm-hmm. And then we would have, as I said, homeroom for any announcements that have done. That would be about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would have three classes in the morning. We had two afternoon classes, two lunch classes, two lunch periods.
Mm-hmm. How long were they, each class?
Well, they changed that, but on the average, 45, 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would have about 5 minutes to change classes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite, sometimes they had to go from the first to the third floor and then back again. No elevators. And the lunch periods would be the fourth and fifth period. We'd have three in the afternoon. And we would get about a quarter after three. Then we would have a half hour for detention and makeup work.
Did each teacher take turns with detention?
No. At one time, at one time, they did try that, to have everybody in one room detention. I don't think it worked out very well. We had our own detention, our classroom.
Homeroom, did you have the same people in homeroom for 4 years?
I didn't. In some schools they did that, but I didn't.
Were you ever adopted?
I usually had junior homeroom.
Did you get to know your students in homeroom too, or was it more just for them to come and get organized?
At first, when I first started teaching, we had very personal contact with homeroom, and they all knew each other, and we have homeroom parties at their homes, you know, they invite the whole room and the teachers to
have
parties. But that changed later. They just came and went to the homeroom. They didn't even know each other most of the time.
What kind of parties? What would they be like?
Oh, they play games and they dance and they come, and then they have refreshments, of course, and they have,
and they invite the teachers to come too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Always taught me how to do the new dances. That's what they were, the dances they have now.
Did they have like dances, proms? Did
yes,
prom
of course, too? Very formal proms.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to
Stamwell?
At
Stamwell,
at the auditorium.
Everybody was very, very formally dressed. Lovely. Mm-hmm. We always went to see how they look.
As to report cards, how often did they give out report cards? Do you remember?
Every 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Was it the A through F system? Was that
A through F.
Mm-hmm. Did you, as a homeroom teacher, have to get all the grades?
Yes.
Was that done beforehand?
That's the way they had. They gave it to the homeroom teacher.
Mm-hmm. If there was any ever discipline problem, did the homeroom teacher have any extra responsibility in that regard that they have to?
Usually just detention or getting in touch with the parents, and then ultimately sending to the principal. Mm-hmm.
To the students to get along for in school. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. We had, I was trying to get them to call out for the little guy. We had Joy Blossom's birthday, and that was always on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Thanksgiving and Easter. We had a week of Easter, starting on Thursday and just through Monday. But a week and 2 weeks of Christmas. What other stories? Memorial Day. We have Memorial Day.
Do they have a Christmas party?
Oh, always.
Do you like them?
They would, we probably generally have an assembly. We had a very good choir every year. They would sing Christmas carol. Mm-hmm. And they would play it in a few minutes. But in the class is the last day before Christmas vacation. Of course, it really wasn't much work done. We had Christmas parties, although at the last we were not supposed to have parties for refreshment. But we see that write the Christmas carols in shorthand, and then they would have to read them. Or I would read them at school. We'd have to take it down in shorthand, Christmas oration. So you could do a lot shorthand and typing. We'd even draw pictures on the typewriter for Christmas.
Oh, really?
We could do that with every holiday. We had pictures to draw on the
typewriter. Did your students ever have to do anything from the administration? Did they do typing, extra typing?
Oh, my.
What?
Like what?
Mr. Tier one time. I think it was Mr. Tier.
Could you spell his name?
T-E-A-R. He was the first one. He was far back. But, I don't know if he was someone else, but I wrote the history of Ray in school. And, we had the, my class had to type it. That was probably about 50 pages. And then we had to mimeograph it, you know, and then put them all together. It was quite a project. But we did much typing for other teachers in the school and the mimeographing. We had the mimeograph and the others. And then we had the dictaphone. Of course, we had to learn to use those too. But, we only had about three, so we had to take turns using them.
How many students would you have in your class? Like in a typical business or a commercial work class?
In the beginning shorthand, I would have about 20 students in the advanced. Of course, some of those would belong. Although, if they were going to work in an office, they needed 2 years. Won't take the 2 years, so it would go down to about 15 or 18 secondary. Now my typing classes, of course, would be much bigger. It would be about 30.
Did they each have their own typewriter?
The typewriters we had. Of course, we had electric typewriters too. Again, there were about three of those, most of them manual. But I'd imagine now they'll put more electric typewriters in because that's what they will find in offices.
I know when I took an office practice class. We just had like about 3 or 4 electric, and everybody wanted to work on the electric except me.
Oh, I like the electric.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It's too quick. You said that Rain had a good choir.
Oh, very good.
Did they perform outside of the school?
Yeah. They always had their own night. They would have to formulate the Rayon Auditorium. But they would be kept in appearance with different organizations throughout the time. So they had quite a good reputation.
Who was the director? Do you remember?
Mr. Nishwitz, but I don't know. I think I understand it when they don't have any choir.
What kind of organization would ask the choir to come and sing?
Especially the holidays like Christmas, they would come to go and say, sometimes through organizations. Or maybe the wire.
During the summertime, did the kids and the students and teachers ever get together? Like on picnics or?
We don't have picnics after school, when we have a day, we don't have picnics. But, I taught summer school several years ago, and that was over at South High.
Oh.
But then, I got reminded when you did summer, that you know, we didn't have to.
That's a lot of work.
I enjoyed that though. Of course, when I first started teaching, I worked on the Vindicator.
With the Catholic background that you have, was there any difference in about teaching in a public school than in a parochial school? You went to a Catholic meeting. Did you go to Catholic?
You had to be Catholic high school, right?
No.
But you did have Catholic education, right? Can you see any difference in a public public school education?
At that time, they had more rigid in the eighth grade. They couldn't held it. I don't think that's true. That's only from hearsay, but I don't know really that. They had much more rigid discipline.
From your own background, like even in grade school and high school, how much of Well, this is going to seem like a silly question, but how much of what you were taught do you think that you applied to your own teaching?
I mean, is there anything specific that maybe you were taught in grade school, in high school, or second grade, or were you influenced at all by the teacher or their style? Is it just, do you understand my question?
Yes, I don't think so, except in way, in the grade school, I was probably
taught how to study, at least I was taught how to study exactly, but I studied and had to study to because, as I said, they expected so much of you, and maybe that carried over to
One thing I wanted to ask you about was, as a single woman working, was there ever any, did anyone ever comment about that, about you working, or being on your own? I guess, I think about it nowadays, about being a career woman, there's more emphasis, in the 70s and the 80s, just from my own study. I just think that a lot of times women are supposed to work.
No, I don't think that applies so much to single women. I don't think I would come across that at all. I think it's more married women that I have a problem about someone questioning whether they can work.
If a woman was single when she started to teach, and then if she got married, was she permitted to keep teaching?
And I don't know when that came down. I have no idea. I mean, I can't tell you a date, but for a long time, as soon as they were married, they teach.
It's but just the woman, though, right, from the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the woman, yes. Yeah. But then, I can't give you dates on that at all, but it wasn't.
Did that bother any of the teachers, any of the women teachers?
Yes, it did. It was quite, my first got married, and they didn't like it particularly that they had to give up their career.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they complained, but I don't think they complained so much to the administration. They complained among themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose there were a few who complained vocal to the administration.
You say you were involved in PTA.
Yes, in the elementary Boston High School, PTA.
Is that a new thing, or?
I think so. I need a high school thing.
Oh,
no,
really?
I'm not sure. Ray didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They may have had another high school thing.
Oh, okay. You just go visiting instead of that?
The contact thing that you have with it? Okay,
what's the thing from the high school? There was a time when we had to
visit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was in high school, too.
I know it was in high school. But usually if you have any problem, you can call me and you call.
Listen, you mean the circus day? You mean the circus day off the town?
Well, yeah, when I was in the elementary.
When you taught my name?
Mm-hmm. Before I taught too.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've heard about circus day. I just wonder exactly what it was.
Well, I remember it before I started teaching. It was real early. It was down to where the circus came in. It was down west of Crossland or something. Because I wasn't familiar with the town and probably really took me to it. But to see the circus come in, that's what happened. I don't remember much about that. Probably after that.
I've heard about it. I didn't ask me about it.
Let me see. Well, yes, when I was in the at Butler, we had circus day. I think they had to be notes
or something if they were going to the circus.
That's what I mean.
That's right. They had to make the notes if they were going to the circus.
Mm-hmm. You think that the notes were going to the inspector?
Oh, yes, the inspector.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who wrote the notes. They accepted it.
So can you think of anything else? Any other? I'm sure you have a lot.
I'm really
I really appreciate you taking the time
out. Oh, thank you, Tony. I wish I could offer more, but I really can't say. Thank you.
So what do you think of more you can let me know when I come back here and do a
portion of it? It's a special day. It's a really special occasion.
But you didn't know people,
right?
At Ryan, they had in 1966, they had their 100th anniversary. That was a wonderful thing. We had
1 week of celebration. We had worked for a year before planning.
And people came from California and other places, reunions and different classes.
Very, almost very interesting.
What would they do then?
Oh, they had different reunions, of course, and the class got together. Then one night we had open house,
and of course the
walls and rooms were decorated, and a big mural in the hallway that they all class had painted.
And people had known each other for years, would meet in the hall, you know, and they would be great rejoicing. And that kind of thing. And it was students that you hadn't seen for years back. Oh, we're so happy to see them. After all, that's quite crazy. What did you
do? He's the only high school in town for a long time. Some people call it Ray in High School.
That's very, that's the wrong thing to say. Ryan School. It's the Ryan
School. Ryan School.
The Ryan.
Okay. I didn't know that.
If you meet any of the old guard, you would be
really?
Corrected.
Well,
I think this is the first Ryan High School thing.
What school was after Ryan?
You see, Ryan was when 1866 then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still the right school.
Yeah, was it South? Was South the next one?
Oh, just in history. I think South.
It must have been South.
That was a big rivalry, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, the Thanksgiving football game between Ray and South.
I was not a Ray and South, but I guess they still had it, but it wasn't quite the event that they had. They came here and I was here and I got teaching there. And they had a big concert. Everybody talks about the rain stuff.
So you say, now how long were you here before you started teaching?
About 6 years.
And then you started teaching. What did you do then in between?
Then I went back to New York and worked in British here. Then I did some social work here.
Like what kind of work did you do?
Go around, visit welfare people, and see if they needed welfare and they're kind of working. I wasn't thought that was kind of interim. I worked in the apartment office. After all, I got my forehead typing. So my forehead typing really has
Was there anything else in this evening that you'd like to add?
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you for doing the year.